This week featured whipsaw moves by the U.S. administration on security in the high Arctic, a related dust-up at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland that might have soothed allies for now, and more controversy around ICE operations. Human need surged in Ukraine and Gaza. We begin today with developments in a longer-running story, the embattled Kurds' dream of autonomy. Taylor Luck set out to quickly explain the significance of a renewed Kurdish-Syrian clash. His story deepened into a timely look at a fundamental change in the power balance in Syria and a U.S. pivot. Scroll deeper for film, books, and an essay. If you're among those hunkering down for a weekend snowstorm, please take care and look after your neighbors. This is the Monitor podcast for Saturday, January 24th. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, January 27th. Good morning, I'm Clay Collins. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news briefs and reported stories. Also, Rahm Emanuel, former White House Chief of Staff, joined Linda Feldman at a Monitor breakfast. You can find Linda's report about that on our homepage, too. Now, today's Monitor stories. After a lightning military advance in Kurdish-held northeastern Syria, Damascus is demanding that the Kurdish-led SDF, a key U.S. ally in the fight against ISIS, agree to integrate into the National Army. The United States has thrown its support behind a unified Syria. Taylor Luck reports from Amman, Jordan, for The Monitor. The independent paper Stars and Stripes has informed and spoken for American troops for a century. The administration's move to control the publication raises concerns that service members could lose that voice. Anna Mulrein Grube reports for The Monitor. The Oscar-nominated One Battle After Another traces its origin to a 1990 novel, yet some elements feel uncomfortably relevant to the current news cycle. Where some culture critics see a left-wing storyline, others see a nuanced cautionary tale about the risks of political extremism. Stephen Humphreys reports for The Monitor. Vasily Mitrokhin's journey from poor Russian village boy to custodian of state secrets is a fascinating tale. While working among the files at KGB headquarters, he learned about the sheer scale of Soviet crimes, how countless lives were compromised or destroyed, and history was erased. In 1992, he took steps to expose the government's lies. Contributor Malcolm Forbes writes for The Monitor. See his full review at csmonitor.com. When the world's worries threaten to weigh you down, do as our essayist does and step outside. It's a welcome reminder of how small we are in this great big universe. Contributor Mer Brewster writes for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.